What's up, everyone? My name is Quinton Hyde, and welcome to another episode of the Quinton Hyde Podcast, the podcast in which I talk about basically anything that is currently happening to me in my life and for us to get a little bit closer and a little bit more up and personal if you already happen to follow me anywhere else. This episode, I'm basically going to be updating you on stuff that is happening, but also the fact that I've gained a lot of drive and momentum and all of that because of certain things that are currently happening. So basically, I think it's been like a few weeks since the last podcast, which is because it completely slipped my mind. Really, the first thing is that the main channel video uploads switched from Wednesdays to Saturdays because I felt like it made more sense. I've used Wednesdays ever since the start because I once Googled it and it said, hey, did you know that Wednesdays are the day that people share most videos on? And I was just like, you know, I was like 17 and I was like, oh, you know what? That's the spot that we're gonna upload on. But in the end, Saturdays just work better because you have like the Sunday afterwards for people to also kind of watch your video and get that momentum going. And thus far, it seems to be doing rather okay. We've done that for 2 weeks now and it seems to be doing cool. Other than that, I lost my day job. They were like, hey, you know what? Your contract is gonna end at the end of the year. You possibly, you know, you'll get a new contract. And I was like, you know, I'm so good at this. I will absolutely get another contract. Plot twist, I did not. But I had so many overtime hours that I was able to take the entire month of December off. So I'm technically still on that contract. And they had to legally pay me some extra money because they're like sending me off, etc. So I got like a nice amount of like final money at the end of the year, which is, you know, now. So that's kind of nice. Additionally, I was like, okay, now I got a full month to focus on getting a new job, which surprisingly only took me 3 days of not trying at all because my manager, who manages me and my TikTok stuff, he was like, hey, how would you like to freelance work for the management? And I was like, that sounds sick because I need a little bit of extra money to live. So I started doing that. It's a lot of fun. And I did, in addition to like the social media stuff that I'm getting in like other spots, that basically built up my current income. And it's not huge. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, I'm making so much money, you know, bawling it out here. That's definitely not true. But I'm making enough money to live, and literally the only thing I'm doing is social media. Like, I am 100% focusing on TikTok, YouTube, and all of that, which I think is super cool. I think it's so fun. I think it's so sick to be able to do that full time. It has to grow a little bit though, because every month I'm slightly scared of not being able to pay my bills. But you know what? It'll happen soon enough. It'll happen sooner than later. Something interesting that also happened is that I and some others created a small production team for my YouTube videos. Now, it's not going fully smoothly just yet because there needs to be some stuff that needs to be like a little bit restructured. There's, you know, it needs to be, there needs to be like a clear set of activities basically, because it would be dangerous. Like, sometimes people, because they're so active, they take a job out of my hands, which is super nice, but then it ends up being something that I should do, such as audience communication or brand management, you know, the things that literally are my whole thing basically. But it's super sick to have a group of people who are willingly, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, for free, because I have no money, willing to work and help help me create cool things for the main channel. Because I've also focused on, you know, I've done basically everything I do on the main channel is like crazy stuff. It's like I hired a psychic to do a thing. I sold my friend on eBay, all that stuff. What that makes you say, why would you do this? But the coolest thing, and I realized this too, the best thing is to monopolize your content. What this means is that you create content in a way that no one else can replicate it, or like with a lot of difficulty. Like, for example, take David Dobrik or Mr. Beast. They do stuff that is so extra and so insane that literally no one else is able to do it the way that they do because they don't have a team, they don't have money, you know, all of that. But even if I don't have money, or like very little money, oh, that is super annoying. That is super annoying. I had that, I'm like 90% sure I had that on silent. My apologies. That totally caught me off guard. That was a viewer of mine who called me, by the way. I put my, I created a second phone number for a second WhatsApp and put that on my Instagram stories for people to be able to WhatsApp me. Now, because there's like a bug in the second WhatsApp, which is called Business WhatsApp, sometimes when people try and call me through that app, it actually shows up as like a ringer, despite the fact that I've turned off notifications for the entire app. I hate it. I hate it so much because I've clearly stated from the beginning, this is for me to be WhatsApped on, not to call me. It's super annoying to have to then have some kiddo who is probably just very excited to talk to me, call me, and I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you, a literal 20 times in a row. And every time I decline them, they're like, I'm gonna call again. No, don't call. Don't call, please, for the love of God. People do things. I had someone call me yesterday at 11:30 on second Christmas Day. Here in the Netherlands, we have 2 days of Christmas, the 25th and the 26th. And the 26th is our second Christmas, and this was a Dutch caller. So this person decided to call me on second day of Christmas at 11:30 p.m. That's insane. I'm sorry. Just like, this is like a side tangent, but my God, why would you call someone at that time? Or like 8 in the morning, or literally like at 7 on the 25th? Like, that is like prime Christmas dinner time. And you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call this guy. I'm sure he's going to pick up. No, I that was from the start. I said, text me, never call me. But anyway, okay. Whole sidetracking thing over now. Like, I appreciate it in the extent that people are just happy to talk to me. And that's adorable. But God, does it get annoying at some point? And did I wish that WhatsApp would just get their shite together? Have I ever said that I hate WhatsApp and that I wish we would all just use iMessage or like regular texting? Or anything else, really? God, I hate WhatsApp. It works so poorly. I'd rather use like freaking the Chinese WeChat over WhatsApp. It's just, you know what? I could fill a whole 30-minute podcast of me just ripping on WhatsApp, but let's not do that either. Basically, I've stated this, I think, a million times before, but the main people that I take inspiration out of when it comes to my content and my drive to be better and all of that are Mr. Beast and David Dobrik. Now, David Dobrik has not been making a lot of YouTube videos, and Mr. Beast has quickly grown to be my main inspiration. Whenever I do anything YouTube related, I analyze, how does Mr. Beast do this? Does Mr. Beast do this? I watch every Mr. Beast interview, and I just sit there and I take notes of him just saying things. And Mr. Beast basically stated two things. In order for a video on YouTube to do well, it needs to do two things. One, get a person to click on it. So it needs to have a good title, a good thumbnail, but also needs to have a good, like, idea. The idea needs to be solid in order for people to click on it. The second thing you need to do is keep people watching. Like, so it needs to be fun all throughout. It needs to have no dead spots. It needs to tell a story. And he basically said that if you can get like 50% on average watching, YouTube is gonna promote that. Now, usually this for me is around 40%. So I'm like heavily trying to figure out, how can I up this? How can I make this better? But also, because there's now people helping me create stuff, I'm able to create bigger things that other people can't replicate. So despite the fact that I have, how many subscribers do I have on the main channel? I think like 6,500 or something. It's funny, but also not funny at all, that YouTube, the one that I put most effort into and most love, is now probably my second to last biggest platform. Like, it's Twitter is not really big, but then it's YouTube. My Instagram overtook my YouTube. My TikTok is obviously the biggest one. I have two accounts. One of us is almost at 40K. Another one is like at 160K. But it's like, that's ironic, right? That's ironic. But the cool thing about having a group of people to help me now is that I can create things that are insane for my viewer count. Like, it's like everyone at that subscriber count, usually they don't do like a lot of extravagant stuff. They're just kind of like, oh, let's just Q&A. Let's just do a Q&A. And they're like, you know, they grow slightly, and as they get more money and time, they're able to do like bigger things. But basically what I've said and what I want is to already be able to do crazy things, especially since my job in social media now allows me to make my own hours. I can basically schedule my YouTube videos pretty easily. Now I have people wanting to help me. I have people who want to film. I have people who want to be in it. I have like a surprising amount of gear now because everyone, well, it's not mine, most of it, because people are like, oh, well, I actually have a camera right here. Would you like to try this one? And then someone else is like, oh, I just accidentally bought like 17 microphones. So everything keeps getting better and cooler, and that's like exciting. That's like cool. Additionally, I have decided that I want to have personal contact with Mr. Beast. And yeah, so do millions of other people. But however, I strongly believe, and I've always said this, that whatever I put my mind to, I can make happen, because thus far, pretty much 99% of everything that I've ever wanted, at some point I was able to create. I mean, it takes effort and sometimes years, and you know, it doesn't always work, but I believe in... You know, have you ever heard of the business book? It was not really a business book, but Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's super old, and there's some surprisingly racist bits in there because it's like from the 1800s. But if you can look through that, it's a pretty good book. It's a pretty good book. So that one basically states that it's kind of like a business book meets paranormal, like, witchcraft book. It's very surprising. Basically, he states that he believes the entire world, and this is, like, often referred to as manifestation, the entire world consists of energy and vibrations, and by training your mind to accept and fully believe that you're going to be doing a certain thing, then the universe will mimic that and basically help you into that direction. Now, there's people who believe that it's like the paranormal thing where whenever you know, like a magnet, whatever you put out, you'll get back. And there's people that say it's like a psychological thing that where you basically hypnotize yourself into subconsciously making the right decisions and getting something to work. Now, I don't know what's real about that and what isn't. I quite like both of them. But because of that, I was like, I want to be able to sit down with Mr. Beast and have like, at least even if it's 15 minutes of like feedback. So that's why I have like every day on my Twitter, I give him an idea. Because even if they're not all wonderful in his eyes, they do show initiative. And this man loves nothing more than YouTube. And I mean, same. Additionally, I have like some bigger YouTube videos planned, and like almost campaigns really, that I hope will get his attention. And then he'll basically see like, oh, there's like stuff of this guy trying to reach out to me from like all directions, and I hope that he'll appreciate that and be like, hey, Quinnen, I'll give you feedback on your channel. And I feel like he'll have like solid feedback that I can actually work with, which will then help me grow, etc., etc., etc. Like, I believe in myself way too much to feel like this won't happen. Yeah, like the last weeks have been insane simply because so much stuff has been happening, and like it gives me a lot of drive. Like, you would expect after losing your job, you would like lose a lot of drive, but I gained a lot from it because I was able to focus more on content all the while still surviving, and that is amazing. It's sick as heck, and being able to go through that and having like different things happening all around and like productions and all of that, it's just really cool. Additionally, I've also settled on the fact that there's two ways of getting your name out there on YouTube. Because, you know, TikTok kind of just, like, pushes everything out there. And that's how you grow, which is epic, and I wish more platforms would do this. But YouTube pushes you if your videos are, like I said, if, like, a good amount of people click it. And I want to say this is a click-through rate, which is like a percentage of 10%. So I feel like if around 10% or higher click your video, YouTube will consider this a high click-through rate, because it usually is. And Mr. Beast stated that over 50% of average watch time works well with like having it recommended as well. So I feel like if we're able to create a video with at least a video length of like 10 to 12 minutes that gets watched for an average of like 50% and has a 10% or higher click-through rate, then YouTube will push it more. However, it also needs to be said that you need to have some traction going on your own. So, I settled on the fact that there's two different ways of getting people that have never heard of me to hear of me. One is using trendy subjects, like my video from yesterday was about Belle Delphine. She released a, well, let's just say 18 plus piece of content for the first time, and everyone was like hyped and excited for it, and I was like, hey, What if we do a video on that the day after it comes out? This is a trending subject, so basically something that is currently popping. Let's make a video on it quick, and let's get it out there. The second one is trying to get news coverage. But in order to get news coverage, you need to do something insane. Like we did with Gala at Home, the biggest Minecraft convention in the country, we got some news coverage out of that. We're currently working on something cool that we're gonna be shooting next week, and we probably think that we can get like some local news in on that. And the beautiful thing about news is everyone steals from each other. So basically, what I want to be able to do is create crazy things and then have the news cover it. Like, for example, we also have this idea, and I'm not going to go too much into detail, but basically it entails me taking a little walk. I'm going to take a hike. Let's just put it like that. And I thought, okay, well, this is interesting, but it's not newsworthy. Until you add, like, for example, a charity, because then all of a sudden it's not this guy does a thing, it's this guy does a thing, and he does it for charity. Newsworthy, heartwarming, people will like it better, and additionally, super cool, we get to help the people with the charity event. On top of that, I see that my battery is almost dead. Good thing I'm almost done talking. I like the second part better because the trending thing gave us such a, like, heart palpitations. It took so long, like we had to work so fast, I hated it. So expect to see more crazy stuff. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Please follow me on @QuintonHyde on Twitter and let me know what you think of this podcast or comment it in, on the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. I'm gonna put it up now. Almost dead battery, but that's all right. Thank you so much for being here, and I'd love to see you next time. Bye-bye.